Increasing the number of specialist doctors of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander background is essential to changing the mistrust of the medical profession among our Indigenous communities. Dr. Christopher Rulla-Barker is the first Aboriginal ophthalmologist. He spoke with The Wire's David Buccio about his crucial role as a specialist doctor to improve the eye health of his fellow Aboriginal patients. Dr. Rulla-Barker started by explaining how his Indigenous roots cause an immediate impact in his professional work.
The one-to-one patient consultation, where there's an immediate understanding of the socio-cultural and historical context of the treatment, and that can smooth the delivery of healthcare. And that's not to say that non-Indigenous people can't do that, but as an Indigenous person, there's an instant recognition that that's there. Second level is about changing perspectives within the healthcare system and institutions and amongst your colleagues. Being in the space and being able to speak as an Indigenous man and offer and provide Indigenous perspectives, and that changes the way that people think. It changes the way that people conceptualise Indigenous peoples rather than just being victims who receive healthcare. These are individuals who also have the capacity to achieve within mainstream society and be peers. The third level is really at the much higher strategic and policy level, and that is that people ask you for your opinions as an Indigenous consultant in order to form strategy and policy across jurisdictions, whether they be local, state or federal, and that can have enormous impacts.
In previous interviews, you have mentioned the circumstances of your great-grandmother's loss as a motivation to become a doctor. How much have Aboriginal and Torres Islander people changed their views from that time to the present towards formal medicine?
A large part of her passing was that she didn't trust the mainstream medical system to seek assistance for her condition, and passed probably prematurely as a consequence of that. In that era, which was a number of decades ago now, that was a common situation for Indigenous peoples, where there was a fear of the mainstream health system. And unfortunately, still in many, many communities, Indigenous peoples are fearful, whether they be schooling systems, health systems, government systems. A lot of that comes down to the prior history of Australia with the forced separation of families, as well as the lived experience of racism, both direct and institutionalised. We have improved in this country in the delivery of healthcare to Indigenous peoples, but two factors remain, and that is that the fear that's within Indigenous communities will take a long time to fully resolve, and the Australian health system itself doesn't get it right all the time, and particularly institutionalised racism is still alive and well in a number of sectors of the Australian healthcare system.
What would be your main advice to someone coming from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander background who wants to pursue a career in medicine?
It's an incredibly rewarding career, and it's a great privilege to be a doctor. I'd advise people not to think that they can't do it for one reason or another, but to actively pursue it and look at the career pathway and see what options are available.
What are your future professional and personal ambitions?
Firstly, I want to remain engaged with the education of my younger medical brethren, whether they be medical students or registrars. I think that's a really important and enriching part of being a consultant. I want to engage with the public health systems as well as the private health system and continue in some capacity with outreach ophthalmology. I want to have a blended approach to my practice. I find that to be a very, very enriching career in ophthalmology.
Dr. Christopher Rulla-Barker, the first Aboriginal ophthalmologist in Australia, speaking with The Wire's David Buccio.